Ella ya hizo todo lo que es bueno. Estudió para galeno. Se cuidó del que dirán. Cumplió con su papá poniendo freno al peligro del veneno de toparse algún Don Juan. Ella quiere besos en la esquina, sexo en la cocina, gimnasia en el sillón, treparse como Jane de las cortinas, desnudarse en la oficina, bailar en el colchón.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Let Me Know. I'm your host, Angel Lamb. My guest for today is Cynthia Villa. She's a writer and a poet from Wilmington, California. Yeah, me and Cynthia, we go way back, you know, back all the way back to those middle school days, you know. So yeah, me and her actually got out of the ESL program together, you know, like for the ones that don't know what that is, that's English as a second language. As you could tell, I can't say language to save my life. But yeah, it's pretty much for students that their first language was in English. We took pretty much the same classes from 6th grade to 8th grade. So like all along that, all that time, you know, me and her were really, we were close. Yeah, but you know, unfortunately, once we went into high school, like we went our separate ways. You know, we were friendly. We would say hi to each other and talk to each other a little bit, but it wasn't the same as when it was in middle school. But yeah, so I found out about her work through Instagram. You know, I was really impressed by all the like stuff she was doing. You know, like I could really resonate with some of her work, and it really, like, for some reason it touched me. Like I was like, whoa, you know, that it spoke to me. So you know, I had to have her on. I knew I had to have her on, you know. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like catching up with a friend, like talking to a friend from the past, it's always, you know, to me it's always a fun thing, just reminiscing about when we were children. We were dumb little kids, I guess. I had the world in their palms, but yeah, I don't know what I'm saying, guys. I'm just trying to, I guess, make a poem myself, trying to get into the poem industry, but yeah, I don't think I'm doing a good job. So yeah, so like I said, I found out about her through her social media, through Instagram. Make sure you go follow her, you know, and like her pics. Yeah, I was really impressed by her stuff, and you know, I knew I had to have her on because the whole point of my podcast is to be able to help out people that are talented, that have a talent that I feel needs to be exposed, needs to be shared with everybody. So you know, I had to have her on, guys. It was a must, a priority, I guess, you know. So yeah, so I mean, I want to thank her girlfriend because I feel if it wasn't for her, I don't think it would have happened, you know. As you're gonna hear on the podcast, her girlfriend's a big influence in her life. Like she's the one that pushes her. That pushed her in the beginning to share her work, you know. And I'm glad, I'm happy that she was able to convince you, because you know, if I wasn't for that, I wouldn't have read her stuff, you know. And at the end, you guys are going to... I know I'm pumping her up and I'm telling you how great she is, but at the end of the episode, you're actually going to get to hear why I brought her on, you know? Yeah, but I'm just excited, you know? Just as a fan, I guess, a fan of her work. You know, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. So, you know, I don't want to... I know I've been talking a lot and... You know, I think this is where I'm going to stop. I'm going to let you guys just experience the work, you know. But before I do that, you know, I have to tell you guys about this week's sponsor, you know. So, yeah. So, the sponsor for this week, for this episode is Ink Pens. Do you need to remember something? Is there something that's on your mind but you need to get out? Do you need to write something important, but you're afraid if you write it on pencil, somebody's going to come and erase it? try ink pens. They're the perfect solution to all those problems. Ink pens, found wherever writing supplies are sold. Come on, guys, go get your pens. Go get all your ink pens at your nearest writing supply store. That's what I was told, guys. What can I say? I'm referring you to where I was told to send you. Yeah, but yeah, I just want to, you know, I always have to talk about my life. So this is not going to be any different, you know. This week, me and my girlfriend, we actually got to go to the Broad. Yay. We've been trying to go there for a while, for like a couple months, you know, and we finally got in. And it was an experience, guys. Yeah, there was two pieces of art that spoke to me. The first one was Fountain. It's a cast bronze urinal that, you know, that spoke to me. It told me, buy me, purchase me. So that's my goal. Please help me. GoFundMe. I'm going to start GoFundMe just so I could get that urinal. I told my girlfriend, and she was like disgusted by the idea of having something tacky like that hanging around us, but I'm going to use it, so it's all good. I'll put it in the backyard if I have to. Yeah, and the urinal, I guess it's supposed to represent, like, anything could be art, which I guess anything could be art, because as I was walking the museum, I didn't understand some of them, especially the first floor. I was like, really? This is art? But hey, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder, and I mean, a lot of people go, so it must be me. It's not them, it's me, right? So yeah, and the second was it looked like a mirror, and it said, if you're so successful, then why do you feel like a fake? And to me, that one, like, just hit me in the soul. Lately I've been feeling like, yeah, I'm doing a great job with the podcasting. I'm blowing smoke up my own ass, you know. So yeah, so I read that, and it made me realize that I was like, man, that's true. Like, I still don't feel like I've accomplished what I set my goal. Like, my goal has been to bring you the best quality of a episode as I possibly can, and I honestly don't feel like I have. I haven't. I'm my own worst critic, guys. So, hopefully this episode's better, the sound quality, because I just want to bring you guys the best, like I said, the best quality, you know, and yeah, I think the best part of it was in the museum. It was what it was outside the museum. Some bomb churros, guys. Me and my girlfriend, we've been out, like, we've been on a mission to look for these, like, the TJ style churros, and I mean, so far these have been the closest to them. They're still pretty far. It's a pretty far drive just to get churros, so I don't think we're gonna do that as often as we probably want to. But when we went, we had to get seconds, because, like I said, like, it's difficult finding some good churros. You know, the closest thing, like, were the churros outside the Museum of Science in LA by USC. So if you've been looking for some churros like we were, you know, go check out these two places. But, you know, if you're gonna go get some churros by the Broad, you might as well see the exhibits, you know. And we asked, like, how often they change them. They told us, like, every three months, or every 3 weeks, something like that. I know it was a three. I'm positive it was a three. I just don't know the length. Which, I mean, if you guys really want to know, I'm sure you guys could go find out on Google or something. So in other news, I'm gonna be performing this Wednesday. Hopefully, fingers crossed. You know, I'm excited because I have two new jokes that I wanna see what kind of response you're gonna get. So hopefully it happens. If not, then, you know, I could always go another week. But, you know, I just want to thank you guys for the support you guys have been giving me. It hasn't gone unnoticed, and I'm actually working on, I'm making some hats. You know, I want to be able to give some away, you know, so. But of course, you guys are gonna have to work for them, and it's easy. All you guys have to do is, you know, just repost my picture, you know, and tag me. That's it, easy peasy, and you get a free hat. Oops, come on, how you can't? It can't be any easier than that. You know, but and before I finish, before I, you know, I wrap this up, you know, I just want to thank you guys, you know, for, you know, listening to me. I know my voice isn't the easiest, you know, to hear constantly over and over and over. But I love that you guys are helping me and you guys are supporting me. And I, please keep doing it. You know, tell your friends. Go subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on SoundCloud. You know, expose me, share me, tell your friends, force your friends to hear me. Ha ha ha. You know, it could be a punishment if you want it. I don't care. As long as they're listening to me. And because, you know, the more listeners I get, no, the more people I get, the more episodes I'm able to record. And, you know, I'm happy with recording episodes. It's, you know, it's a hobby, I guess. Right now, it's a hobby, but I'm happy to do it every week. You know, if I could, I'd probably record one episode every day. But at that point, probably a radio show, so it wouldn't be a podcast. So yeah, so like I said, please add me on Instagram and Facebook. You find me at Let Me Know Pod, and I'm also trying to add a new segment where, you know, you guys could send me some questions, or if you need advice, you know, just send it to my email, which is letmeknowpod@gmail.com. So yeah, so I mean, without any further ado, I bring to you Cynthia Villa. Ella quiere viajes con mochila, vestirse de asesina, besar a un picaflor, sangrar con esas flores con espina, celebrar la indisciplina con un grito alentador. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of Let Me Know. I'm your host, Angel Lem, and today I have my friend from back in the day, and hopefully from this point on, Cynthia Villa.
Hello, everyone.
Cynthia, she's we were talking before we recorded. I was going to introduce her as a poet, and she said she doesn't really consider herself as a poet, but in my heart and what I've read, it's poetry, so I'm a call her poet. So she's a poet that from Wilmington, California.
Yes.
Yeah. So I know her from high school. But before I start with the interview and I get you know, get going on my little rants, I want to congratulate her. She graduated yesterday from Harvard College after a long time.
9 years.
After 9 years of trying. Congrats. Let's start with the little interview, I guess. I don't consider them interviews. It's just me getting to know you. I mean, I already know you a little bit, but it's me catching up, you know? It's just us catching up from back in the day, and I want to know about you. I don't want to... I've been looking on your Instagram and your Facebook, and, you know, that's a little stalkish, so I don't want to go through that.
You have to do your homework, don't you?
Nah, not really. Like, No, people know I don't do my homework, you know? I don't. I wing it, you know?
Okay.
It comes out like something, so...
We're natural.
You know, it sounds like... Hopefully, it does sound like I you know, I'm what's it called? Doing my research, but... Man, I gave it away.
You just did.
That's me always giving secrets away. Nah, but how long have you been, like, writing your poetries or your soliloquies or whatever you consider them? What do you consider them again?
I don't know. It's just a part of me, I guess. You know, just my inner thoughts, and I like to share them here and there. Mm-hmm. Because I don't share everything, actually. I have this box full of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure I have over 100 of them. Yes, it's pretty full. I have a lot of journals.
Oh, wow.
But I don't share them all.
Why? Well,
I don't know. I guess some are just very personal.
Oh, okay.
You know, we have to sometimes be a little private.
Yeah. You know what I think?
Let people wonder about you, you know?
Yeah, I think what you're doing is you're putting up all this good stuff, but you're hiding the gray stuff. So when maybe. You get bigger, you know, like maybe like when you pass away, hopefully you don't. Or
right.
That's, so, you know, yeah. It becomes, you know, your family gets billions off of it, you know?
Imagine.
I see what you're doing. I wish I could do that, but, you know, as soon as I write something, I ought to put it out there, you know? I can't be like you, you know? I wish I had self-control like that. But.
Well, I guess, you know, a little bit of self-conscious too, you know? Just, yeah. So, is it okay if I share this one? Is it not?
Well, it's your stuff, so it's whatever you want people, you know, to hear or to read.
That's true.
Yeah, have you ever performed anywhere?
No, no, I've always wanted to go to those spoken word events. They're just beautiful to me, you know, the way they express themselves, but I personally don't think I have that ability.
Why?
Well, I've never tried it. Put it that way. You know,
you might have it.
I might then, you know, just I haven't had the chance.
No,
unfortunately. Well, life happens. And
you're not going, you're going to school right now. I see, like, you might have,
I have the whole
time.
Summer, right?
You have some time. I took a break to do this because I felt like it needed some work, like mm-hmm. my comedy too. Like I felt I needed to work on it a little bit if I wanted it to, like mm-hmm. if I wanted to make something, you know, like you need to put time. If you don't put time, then it's always gonna be, you know, it's gonna be part, like it's gonna be meh.
True.
I wish I had a word for it. Like, there's a word that I just thought of it, but I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to seem dumb in front of you.
Oh, don't do
You're
that.
Like, I mean, I'm intimidated by you.
Why?
You know? I don't know. Like, for you guys, I want to give you a little background. All right. So I know Cynthia from middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And with both, like, when I came here when I was 9, like, to the U.S. to live mm-hmm. here. So I didn't know any English, you know? So, like, you know, when you don't know English, they place you on ESL classes.
Yeah.
You know, English as a second language. Like, as you could tell, the L, the language part, I can't really say it how it's supposed
to
be.
I have my moments,
yeah,
too.
So we both happened to land in the same classes, like, from 6th to 8th grade?
Yeah.
So, I knew Cynthia a lot, you know? Like, we saw each other every day in school. Like, we pretty much sat next to each other most of the time.
Yeah.
Now, I remember English class, we used to walk together.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we did.
So, I was like, so you still remember?
Yeah, I remember,
so
too.
I was like, yeah, I was like, man, like, and then I saw your stuff. I was like, wait, like, why am I not asking her to come? Like, I know her. Like, I know her from the back in the day. I haven't really talked to her. Like, I want to talk to her. Like, I want to catch up, you know? I really don't talk to many people, especially from my past. I was like, you know what? Like, wow, like, I like her poetry. Like, I like her. Like, why not have her on the show and promote some of her work? Talk to her about whatever the struggles, I guess, that she's
a lot of them.
She's been, like, the struggles that I wasn't aware of, or yeah. So yeah, I mean,
love. Well, thank you for thinking of me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So yeah, but I don't think you should be insecure. Like, that's what it is. Don't, you're insecure about your stuff. Like, you
honestly, yes.
Don't be insecure. Yeah. You know? So, like, have you looked into it, at least performing somewhere?
Honestly, no.
No?
No, I think I would like to check it out, be there, you know, get a sense of it. Then maybe I'll...
So, have you been to any poetry?
No, I haven't. No.
Why?
I know there's an event time, yeah. But I know there's an event, I don't know, somewhere in LA, like around Fairfax.
I don't know.
But it's a bit far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit far, and I know there's a certain time. I think it's like around 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. There's like two different shows, and then it carries on to like midnight or something like that. And obviously, I'm telling you, I work 8 to 5.
Yeah.
I'm doing school, so, and it's actually during the week. It's like I think it's a poetry slam, as a matter of fact. And
is it sponsored by somebody?
I don't know.
No.
No, I don't think.
Now I feel bad because I performed on Wednesday uh-huh. and I saw a bulletin, like it said poetry, like there's like a poetry reading, like uh-huh. it's like I do open mics, I don't really get spots anywhere yet because
okay.
I'm still developing my sets and stuff,
yeah,
and but it's pretty much a open mic for poetry.
Oh.
I was gonna take a picture of it uh-huh. but I was too self-involved in my stuff,
yeah,
that I was like, I was worried about my jokes. That, mm-hmm. like, I just, I don't know why I didn't take a picture. And honestly, I remembered think it was yesterday or the day before, but I didn't go. I was like, fuck, I should go. But see, I think it was on the, like, 20-something. So, okay. You know, way behind, like, back a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
But if I go again, I'm going to send it to you.
Actually, I would like to see you live.
Me?
Perform, yeah.
Ooh, that's going to be a hard one.
Why?
Because I don't like inviting people.
Oh, come on.
Because, okay, my thing is I invite people and... And it's not like, what about if they don't like me? It's they're gonna be laughing because they feel like pity. You know, that's my thing. I don't want to.
Oh, you see, you identify laugh. With me then. You're supportive of me. You're telling me to go ahead and do it.
But I'm a hypocrite. That's
it's what we do. It's what we do.
I like giving advice. I don't like taking.
We never take it. That's true.
Like, I'm good at that, but I'm not good at taking my own advice.
You know what? I'm exactly the same way.
I think that's why we got along so well. You know. So yeah, well, let's talk about your poetry then a little bit.
Okay.
So what are most of your topics about? Like, what do you like writing the most?
Honestly, I have never really thought about it, but like I told you, it all started personally. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think I even answered your question.
Oh, sorry.
Since high school.
Oh, okay.
Since high school, I guess I actually know by memory the first silly poem I ever wrote.
Uh-huh.
So silly, so cliche, if you want to call it. It was in the 9th grade.
Okay.
And then during that time, I was just going through a roller coaster of emotions.
Uh-huh.
My mother passed away when we were in the 8th grade.
Sorry to hear that. I didn't even know.
Thank you. Yeah.
And now that's a trip because I was right next to you, basically where we hung out.
Yeah, yeah.
I was with you most of the time.
It was over the summer. Yeah, she actually died of cancer.
Oh wow, sorry to hear.
Thank you. So that was since the 7th grade, and then 8th grade. Only you remember Janet and Audrey.
Yes, I remember.
So
them.
Yeah, they were my best friends, and only they knew what was going on back then, and it was. I guess I kept it kind of private, but they knew. And then over that summer, in the transition from 8th to freshman year, she passed away.
So it was the beginning of 9th.
Yeah, during that summer.
Wow.
Actually, in July, it's going to be 13 years.
Oh, next month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess that was a way of me coping with it. A lot of writing. That's when I started writing.
That's good.
Yeah, so ever since then, I would just write and not necessarily journals. Mm-hmm. I mean, like journal entries, like Dear Diary. No, but I don't know, just whatever was going through my mind, I would start writing. And then I didn't really start pursuing it a lot more until maybe the last 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I really went at it.
Mm.
So, you know, I have little notes here and there, but I really just went all out a couple years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so
I wouldn't be able to tell. if you would have told me you did it when you were like 5, started when you were 5, I would believe
it. No. Well, I mean, it all started in Spanish, obviously, because it was the first big one. Yeah, it was actually, I title my stuff.
Yeah.
I title my stuff, or if I don't title it, I like to still add to it. I don't know if you've noticed on my Instagram, I have my poem or whatever it is, and then my caption is still something else.
I
still go at it. Oh. You know what I mean? So from that, it feeds the caption.
The whole time I thought that was pretty much the, like, what's it called? Explanation of your poem. I was like, okay.
No, I just keep adding to it somehow. You know what I mean? Like, the inner thoughts of the why I wrote that, sort of. So I'm telling you, I just think too much sometimes.
Yeah, it's not bad. Like, some people don't think at all. So, you know, it's not bad if you're thinking a lot.
Well, I mean, sometimes it can be overwhelming because then it leads to overthinking things.
True.
So.
True.
But, yeah, so it just, sometimes a song inspires it, or a person or an incident, just the smallest thing just inspires, and bam, it goes and it comes out, and that's it. I actually don't usually look back to it.
Huh.
I just write it and then I put it away.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's not bad, because then you could always go back to it and make it better.
Yeah.
Because it's, excuse me, because I know, like, a lot of people do that. They, like, they put it, like, for a song or something.
Uh-huh.
They put it to the side, and then they always come back to it because it's the emotions that you're feeling that day.
Yeah.
And then if you make any changes, it's going to be with those emotions. And then once you look back to it, like, you don't really have those again. Then you could, like, you could actually, like...
With fresh eyes, you come back.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, well, you know what? This doesn't make sense. Or, like, yeah. Oh, you know what? I could... It gives you more of an idea. Like, oh, man, I feel like this today. Okay, maybe I'll add this to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's just a lot of... Well, personal, other people, like I said, inspires my stuff and songs. And so, I don't really write for... a specific someone or something. Like, I know sometimes I write about women, which it's not, I guess I could be a feminist to some extent, but I don't think I have that passion to be out there or hate men, you know. I just personally believe in myself and what I can do, my abilities to accomplish things and make it through life. So it's a little bit of that. That's why you would see, like, you know, I guess, feminist pieces.
Yeah. Well, I don't... Honestly, like, I have trouble with that. Like, I know you might have trouble with things, but I have trouble with, like, that. Like, I don't know, like, on one of my episodes from Dick in the Box, like, I had this, one of my friends, she's involved in this organization that helps homeless women and children, and she called me a feminist. I was like,
She did.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm not a feminist. I don't consider myself a feminist. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm a guy, and isn't that like one of the
things? Well, men can be feminists.
Yeah, but I don't consider myself a feminist because I'm not over here talking for women. Like,
yeah,
That's the problem. Like, if I think, like, if a guy talks for women, that's pretty much the thing you're going when women are going against. A man talking for them, you know?
True. That's a really good point.
Yeah, like, I don't consider myself a feminist. I like what I like, and I don't like what I don't like.
That's exactly how I feel,
like,
too.
The title of a feminist is, like, I think that's more for women to give themselves power, I guess. But, like, I don't see the need for it. Like, I'm Mexican. I'm Hispanic. That's my culture, but that's not who I am, you know?
Right, right.
Like, I'm not a feminist. Like, I support... Well, I want women to have more power.
Yeah.
I want women to have equal rights. I want women to get paid the same. But I'm not a feminist because I have
It's not like you have the passion to go and fight it.
Yeah,
right?
I just believe in equality.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel, too. Yeah. You know, just, I know what I can do, and I support a woman who wants to do it. But yeah. I don't know. It could be a bad thing, and maybe other people might not like what I'm saying because... I just don't have that passion to be out there. You know, when they had the march in LA?
I was going to ask if you went.
I didn't.
No?
I didn't. I thought it was something beautiful. And it was last minute. I was in the freeway. There's a lot of traffic. Yeah. And I just told my friends, oh, we should have gone, you know. It would have been something cool to be part of.
Yeah.
But I even told them, unfortunately, I don't have that passion. For example, I didn't plan for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just more like I'm more curious, so let's just go out there.
Yeah.
And be part of something, but I just wish I had that passion.
Yeah.
And I guess I feel, to some extent, a little guilty.
Yeah.
But I am supportive. I am supportive. Like, hey, you go, girl. You know, kind of thing. Like, that's good for you.
You didn't hear what I said? I said, you should.
I should.
I'm just playing. I shouldn't. I mean, time gets in the way. But my thing is, why go all the way to LA when you could do it in your own community?
Yeah.
Like, a couple weeks ago, they had a march for... I guess they want to build more refineries in Wilmington.
Oh, yeah.
So, I hired Wilmington. I've been trying to have them on also, like, to promote their stuff. Because I like what they're doing. They had a march, and I was like, see, that's great. Why didn't they have one for the Women's March also, you know?
Yeah. Like, I actually didn't know. I think I saw it on Facebook somewhere. Yeah. But I didn't know about that march. And that's the thing. We're not always informed.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, my thing is... Okay, the Women's March. Like, who didn't know about that? That was planned ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, why... Like, what I don't like is people are self-involved in their own thing where they don't want to pursue other things. Like, why aren't you pursuing that? Like, you care about your community. Like, women live in your community. Why don't you do a Women's March? Why aren't you shutting down every city? Why is every city doing something like this? Okay. Why does everybody have to go to L.A.?
To make a point across, right?
But you know why?
Why?
Because they want the story. They want to say to people, I went to LA and I walked on that march.
That is so true.
Why not in your own community? Like, That's what I want
to
do.
We got to start at home, right?
Yeah. Like, fix the problems at your house and then go and try to fix other people's problems.
That's true.
If you shut down, like, if you shut down in your community, other communities are going to see that and they're going to want to shut theirs down because of what you're doing. You're going to influence them, you know? And then instead of shutting down a whole, like, a big, I know, understand it's because it's a big city, LA, and they're going to get more media attention. But wouldn't you think, like, if we shut down a bunch of little cities, aren't you also going to get a lot of attention because of that? You got to, like also, when we were talking off mic about, they don't know where Wilmington is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got to go to, like, if you tell somebody, oh, I live in Wilmington, like, oh, I don't know where that is. You got to tell them, oh, we're next to San Pedro, or we're by Long Beach. Yeah. Or if you're lucky, they might even know Carson.
And it's such a beautiful history that Wilmington has, you know? I mean, there won't be LA if it wasn't for Wilmington, you know, we're heart of the harbor, and everything LA, the city downtown, has comes
It comes from us. All those, look, we have the highest rate of pollution because we're surrounded by refineries, we're surrounded by the port, and we have all those trains.
We're
over here breathing pollution and nobody knows who we are, you know?
Right. We're dying for that.
Like, we're dying for all that. You know, like, really, we have a lot of cancer.
It's true. Actually,
asthma,
as a matter of fact, I think my mom was a victim of that.
Yeah.
You know, she was a very healthy person. I mean, she would exercise all the time, the way we would eat.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just very careful. And unfortunately, you know, the way she ended up getting cancer too, which is the doctors asked the first thing, are you around a heavy smoker?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no one in my house smoked ever. Mm-hmm. But where do we live?
We're breathing all that. And then when I came here, when I was living in Mexico, no asthma. I came here, I got asthma.
Really,
like, I've been breathing, like, me breathing all that, like, that had something to do with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think we're all affected. I suffer from very bad allergies.
I think that has to do with, like, I think that, have you ever been to another state, like, another, like, out of California or out of, California?
I mean, Mexico.
Like, that's not overpolluted. Oh, okay. Like, the air is different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've been to Utah. The air is so fresh over there.
I bet.
It hurts how fresh it is. Like, your lungs have to adjust to it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's just the night and day. It even smells better once you come smell, like, the smell.
Mm-hmm.
I started giving them a good rep, and now giving them a bad rep. It smells. You're going to get cancer.
You know what? I have family in Moreno Valley.
Okay.
And, you know, that's closer to Palm Springs.
But that's inland, isn't it? Like, more inland?
Yeah. But even the air quality's different. That's my point. Like, even, you know, you just drive an hour away and the air quality's already different. You get here and it's like, already smells. Everything feels different. And then, you know, unfortunately, we're trying to shut them down, but then our community,
we need that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need all those jobs, you know?
Yes.
And then the longshoreman job, that's like in high school, everybody wanted to get in that, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody like, oh, what do you want to do when you get out of high school? Well, I'm going to work for longshoreman. Everybody wants. And as soon as one position opens, everybody's trying to get their cards. Everybody's trying to get, like, postage or something like that. Like,
well, didn't the list just came out the other day?
Yeah, because everybody, because you get good money. Why? Because you're risking your life. And then they need people there. They need, like, those jobs. We need them because that's why we're the heart of the harbor, you know?
Yeah.
Because those jobs are so important to, like, to this little community, you know? And then, we're important because we export all this stuff and we import all these things, you know? You know, like, I'm a smart person. I just don't come out as one because I don't like to think.
Says who?
Me.
Oh, okay.
I
we are our own worst critic.
Like, again with the poetry, man.
Oh.
I don't know. I like Wilmington. I always liked it, but we just need attention. We're not covered as well. We're only covered when we commit a crime. And that's really, that's not what I think Wilmington should be known for, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want people like you to be successful because, like, let's say you are, like, you go, you get interviewed by, like, bigger sources or, like, you go different states and promote your things. Like, I want you to represent, you know, the city that we're proud of. Like, we grew up in the city.
Yeah, definitely.
So we got to be proud of it. You know, even though it's a hole in the wall, even though, like, we got cancer from it.
And it has bad rap because of the gang violence. But, you know, that's the first thing I always hear. Oh, what, you're from Wilma?
Yeah.
You know, or, oh, what, you know, crime is so high there. Where do you live? The east side or the west side? And I'm like, oh, well, the east side. Oh, isn't that the dangerous side? And I'm like, actually, almost everything that I hear personally, it comes from the west side. The east side is very small. You know, it's very small. And I mean, I'm not gonna say we're any better.
As soon as you get there's Long Beach.
And then, you know, it's just like, honestly, thank God so far I haven't really experienced any of that. You know, and I'm not really, it just, it has a lot to do with who you surround yourself with too. You know, so unfortunately, things are bad, but I'm not part of it. I love where I live. I mean, obviously not because of the, the conditions, but you know, I love my little town. And
Well, I just want to get it out there, get a little more publicity so we could get more attention. And like, because I feel like other places get attention because they're always on the news, like, for good things, you know, and then
and obviously
hear that
places around us have more money.
Well, I mean, why don't we have that money when we have so many things surrounded like that do have money? Like, the port has money. They put in money, they gave money to our high school and they created the ports. I mean, the little the cohorts, the little I don't know, you were in like an ITA, GSA, none of
those. I was in Cal.
Okay, so it was all those programs because of the port.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you know, like, I guess this year they want to take them out because they weren't successful, I guess. They were trying to get us to go into those fields. And I guess because a lot of us didn't go into the fields that were in the those academies. I think I read somewhere, I don't know if it's true. If it's not, then I'm sorry for saying this, but yeah, they're taking it away. They don't want to put money into that anymore because it wasn't their like success, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on. Like, when we were there, I learned a lot about the environment. Cause,
What academy were you in?
GISA. I was Global Environmental Science. So, because of that, like, I was at a, I got an internship that had to do with the environment. They regulated the port. They're the ones that went to the boats and make sure the emissions were right, like the trailers, like all that. Like, if it wasn't for that, like, for me having that internship, I wouldn't have known, like, there's actual people that regulating them, you know? They're not their own, like, polluting like crazy because if, you know, like, these companies, it's about money.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's not about the people that live there.
Yeah.
So they don't care about the health of them. If it wasn't for them, they'd be pumping that out every day. you know? So, So at least that's a, like, to me, it was like, you know, at least they're doing that. But now that I hear they're trying to build a refinery, that kind of saddens me a little bit because, like, they're going to kick people out of their homes to be able to build, you know, because they need that space. But I just want to get it. I want people, like, to hear when they hear Wilmington to at least, like,
definitely
hear some good things.
I support you.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to promote you. I know I'm not, like, I talk about my dick and how smart it is on my jokes. I don't think I'm going to get a lot of positive publicity off of that, you know? I don't think people are going to come out and hear a guy like, oh, yeah, that's a good city, you know? Like, okay, a lot of small dick guys live over there or something, you know?
Imagine that.
So how did you, like, hey, I got to go back to, like, you know, got to the show. I know I derailed it. I went all political. Now I gotta go back. Who were your influences? Like,
we'll see. Well, obviously, it all started with my grieving. So my mother, to some extent, grieving. You know, yeah, I started with that. That's why I told you, like, I started writing because of that. You know, I was the only girl at home.
Oh.
Yeah, I have two brothers and my dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm the middle child.
Oh.
So, you know, not. I mean, my aunts, obviously, they live out in the valley, so not a lot of women on my side, in my corner after that. So it all started with that, but I do stick to my Spanish roots, you know, my Ricardo Arjona.
Okay. I don't know who that is. Who's that?
Oh, it's this amazing Guatemalan singer.
Oh.
Yes, I just love him. He.
A lot of his, a guy?
Yeah, he's a guy.
That was a girl. I don't know why.
I said Ricardo. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Arjona is his last name.
Oh, I know him. Sorry. I do know him.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's just a lot of metaphors. His music is a lot of metaphors. And I feel like a lot of my stuff is, it's what it is. Metaphors.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot. I also find a lot of inspiration in Frida Kahlo, you know, her pain. That's what she took advantage of, that pain, to make her art. And obviously during her time, she wasn't as famous as she is now.
Yeah.
You know, just like you said, what if when you die, your family becomes rich off all your stuff? And that's sometimes, unfortunately, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. That's when people become famous until after.
Yeah, a lot of painters, that's what happens to them.
Yeah, so her, Gabriel Garcia Marquez. So a lot of poets.
So is that what you spend your time doing the most, is reading poetry? Or
I used to, not anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I go through phases.
Oh, yeah.
I go through phases, and there's times when I'm writing, and then sometimes I go months without.
Yeah, that's what happens with comedy.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just, I'm not all about poetry, but
do anything else besides poetry? Like
well, I used to play soccer.
Yeah. No, I wasn't asking that more along. But like anything else, like you also sing by any chance? I might get
in
lucky.
In the shower, in the car.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, none of that. I mean,
you paint? Hello?
No. I like to. I collect cameras.
Okay.
I have like over 20 of them. I have a lot of vintage cameras.
I saw one of them. The one with the light bulb on top, I think.
Oh, yeah. That was a gift from a friend for Christmas.
Oh, that was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like those recording ones.
Yeah, that's what it was until they turn it into a lamp.
Oh, okay.
I love that one. I use it all the time, too.
Well, it's a lamp.
It's a lamp now. So. Yeah.
So I use it as a lamp, right?
Obviously.
I would think, you have to. It's a lamp, you know? I'll see you recording with that.
Imagine. No, so I collect cameras, so I like to pretend I like to take pictures sometimes.
Oh.
I don't know much about photography, but sometimes I catch good stuff.
Actually, I noticed, like, you take a lot of good pictures of your poetry. Like, the angles you take. And the lighting.
Uh-huh.
I was like, fuck, like, man. Like, I wish I could take selfies like this.
I try. Even sometimes when I'm messing with the filters, when I'm about to post, depending on what the words say, I like to put the filter, too.
Okay.
You know, like, sometimes if you see a black and white picture,
uh-huh,
and just... Sometimes it's empowering, or it can get a little...
You're trying to set a mood, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I like to mess with it. I don't know much, like I said. I don't think... I would love to really invest time and learn, because I really like it. But, again, I don't make the time for it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I've messed with film a little bit, too. I got a 35mm camera, too.
Oh.
But it's pricey now to develop... film.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it gets really pricey. So I have a few film rolls.
Oh, the old school.
That I haven't developed. So, I like to do that too. And I guess to some extent, I'm a little bit of just a dreamer. You know, I like to, I don't make the time for it as I wish I could, but, you know, I like to go to museums and learn about people. I feel like the world's about connecting with people.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I took the chance to be here with you two. Because I'm so caught up. I mean, many of us, not just me, but a lot of us are just caught up with our 8-to-5 schedule or just so busy that we forget that at the end of the day, that's what life is about.
Yeah.
It's about connecting with people.
I agree with you.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And I'm a big believer of love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like even my signature... It's a CJ Love.
Oh, that's what it says.
It's love, yeah.
Oh, I was asking that. Like,
yeah, it's actually Old English.
Oh.
So, you know, I have it tatted here.
That's what it
is? Yeah, it's the infinity sign.
Huh.
And it says love. I'm sure you've seen this tattoo.
Yeah, I see
exactly.
That tattoo.
Yeah, but I wanted to make it mine. So the only way I can make it mine and different than other people is just by changing the spelling.
Oh.
So it's Old English and it means love. And, you know, it's the infinity because I feel... that's what life is about. It's about just simply, I think the world revolves around love.
Yeah.
It wouldn't function without love, you know, whether it's love for your loved one or your family members or, you know, just about connecting with everyone. So without love.
If I don't get how you get love. Like, now I see love, but L-E-U-B-H.
Yeah, like, Old English.
Love. How is that Old English? I don't know.
Oh, I did my research on it.
Okay.
I did my research on it, and it was a long time ago, so I can't even tell you specifically how to find it. But I did my research on the word love.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the word love. Oh, okay. So I'm telling you, I do.
That's good. I mean, you have to. Like, I wish I was like you, do research.
Sometimes, yes. Yeah. When something caught, you know, my attention, yeah. And I don't know about it. I mean, obviously, love.
Yeah.
We use it all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes, unfortunately, we misuse it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we say
or we abuse it. Yeah. So, I don't know. I just like to do research when I don't know things. So I like to learn.
That's good.
I like to learn new things. Like, I mean, I have, four tattoos, and each tattoo has a name too.
Oh, okay.
You see, so it's like I really.
What do you mean the name? Like
I name them. Oh. Pretty much. I mean, obviously, it's not written on myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But each one means something. See, yeah. Like this is eternal love.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay.
Which eternal love, obviously, yeah, the eternity.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah, the infinity, and there's. It also reminds me of a song by Ana Gabriel.
Okay.
No, it's actually not Ana Gabriel. It's Amor Eterno.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, who yeah. doesn't know that song, yeah, yeah. right? So, you know, that's a little bit of what it contributes to it. It's infinite love.
What about the one right here?
This one.
She has one on her forearm also. Like, that's the one I'm asking her about.
Yeah, it's Roman numerals.
Oh, okay.
And that is the date my mom passed away.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay, but...
Okay.
But that's where I'm going.
That's where your life changed, right?
Yes. So, actually... But I like to, I mean, actually, it's not like I sit here and talk to people about it. Or personally, I've never liked to, I don't like people to feel pity.
Yeah.
You know, or to be like, oh, she's the one without a mom. Like,
yeah.
I've never liked that. And when people ask me, I have a hard time because, you know, sometimes they're noisy people that, oh, so what does it mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that question.
I'm one of those people.
Well, I mean, but you know, especially random people. That's okay. What I mean. Like, random people. Like, people you just met. Oh, so what does your tattoo mean? It's like, why does it matter? I don't know you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, obviously, if I have tattoos, it's my personal story, you can say. So, you're not going to sit here and tell everyone your personal life.
True.
So, this one, what it means pretty much is, it's called Metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Which is also inspired by Ricardo Arjona. He has a song, Metamorphosis.
Oh, okay.
No, it's actually the whole album, I believe it was. And, you know, that means to grow.
Yeah. The metaphor, like.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I know what it is. I'm going to say the word right now.
Yeah, so just, you know, to grow and evolve. So, I don't want that date to define me as the girl without a mom, but it's more like it has influenced who I am today and it has brought me where I am today.
Yeah.
And it's not because I don't have her, but it because I don't have her, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know?
I get you.
Yeah, so.
But it could also, like, to me, like, what I would do from now on, it's the day that, I mean, it's a way for you to keep her legacy.
Yeah,
it's a way for, like, if people ask you, you could talk to people about it, like, how
it doesn't define me. It has only shaped. Yeah, it has helped shape who I am now. Yeah,
but it could be like okay, well, that's the day my mom passed away, but you could keep her memory on. Like, you could tell. I'm sure when you have children, or if you decide to have children, like, you could tell her about, like, eventually they're gonna ask you too, like, what's that tattoo, what does it mean, like, what does it say, what does it mean. You could keep her legacy, tell her the positive things about your mom, like why your mom was such a big influence in your life. You know, for these nosy people too, inform them, let them know, like, my mother's better than your mother, you know. I don't know,
I can't say that, you know, everybody loves their mom.
Let me give you facts about my mom, you know?
Yeah, so it's just like every tattoo, it has to do a little bit with self-strength.
Yeah,
like the first one, I went all out. I have this big tree on my torso.
Why?
All out. And that one, I drew it back in high school, as a matter of fact.
What? Oh, yeah. You drew it?
I drew it, but unfortunately now I want to, like, fix it, because I was 20 when I got it done.
Okay.
And so... there's things that I don't like now that I want to fix.
What is it?
It's a tree.
Uh-huh.
It's a tree, and then at the bottom, I'm sure you've seen it everywhere. I promise you, I had never seen a picture. To me, it just came from my head.
Okay.
But then after time went by, I started seeing a lot of tattoos like that. Which, so it's a tree, and it has a heart at the bottom by the roots with wings.
Oh. Okay.
So during that time...
So is your whole torso?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's still, I mean, it still has the same meaning. Dang, it's called ataduras. It did hurt.
So your ribs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very sensitive.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the heart got a little bit of the hip bone.
Yeah.
So that hurts a lot.
That's a big old tattoo then.
It is. It wow. is. So that one is called ataduras.
Uh-huh.
And that was inspired by a story that we read in Spanish literature class.
Okay.
Which talks about family.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much the roots.
Uh-huh.
Family.
Yeah.
Right? So the heart has wings because it's the young heart. When we're young, we usually try to fly away from the nest. Mm-hmm. We blame our parents. Like, oh, what do you know? You don't know any better. It's all about your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's all about your friends. Your parents are lame. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So pretty much your roots, the tree, is keeping the heart down.
Yeah.
So no matter what, you cannot get rid of those roots.
Yeah, yeah.
So even though you want to fly, it's there. And it has, in the trunk, my mom's initials as if they were carved.
Okay.
And then it has only four big leaves, and each leaf represents my family members.
Mm-hmm.
So each leaf is designed a certain way based on their personality.
Yeah. I'm still like stuck on the fuck that must have hurt.
It did. It was funny story. Uh-huh. When I was getting it done, the artist took me to, now that I regret it, but he took me to this car show.
Oh, okay.
So obviously there were tattoo artists there, and he said, oh, do you mind if I finish it up there? So people are going to be watching you, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, oh my God. All right, I guess.
Wow.
I avoid them inside, right?
No. First of all, you can't perform your own poetry, but you're going to expose your side to everybody. What the fuck?
I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. I'm telling you now, I regret it.
Yeah.
So,
You don't regret the tattoo. You regret the experience, right?
Yes.
I want to clarify that. If you want to get tattoos, get tattoos.
Yeah.
As long as they have a meaning to them, you're not just getting random symbols, you know, like...
Well, I mean, it's your body, so...
That's true.
It's your body. Do whatever you want.
Do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
You know?
So, there was this black lady, because it was in Carson, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So, you know,
the car show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, by Kmart. They have this big parking lot?
Yeah.
So there's this black lady, and people are walking around, whatever. And she sat there maybe with me for about an hour.
Wow.
And she just kept saying, oh my God, honey. Can I curse?
You can say whatever you want.
She said, man, you're a bad bitch.
So even a curse word.
I mean, I don't know.
Do you it's a curse word?
Not necessarily, but you know, I don't know.
Not yet.
You're getting. I don't want you to get censored.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
There. I just said one of the biggest ones without saying the C word.
Okay.
No censor. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
I only have three listeners, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so she just kept saying, no, she did not just get a leash. She got the whole motherfucking tray. You're a bad bitch.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, lady, it hurts, you know? But. Huh. I mean, I love my meaning, and it is what it is, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any tattoos, so I can't. I know it hurts, I just don't know how much it hurts, but.
Uh-huh. It's not too bad. I mean, obviously, the tree did hurt.
Yeah.
But the other ones, you can do it.
Yeah, because I watch a lot of tattoo shows, like, mm-hmm. on TV, mm-hmm. and, like, yeah, they say, like, that's one of the most sensitive.
Yeah.
That, and I think, like, your feet. There's like
super
sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard. I don't think I'll tattoo my feet, but
I remember I saw this girl with the last name on her feet.
Her last name?
Fuck, yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and it was long. It was like Lopez. So like really dark too. It was like bold last letters too. Like with like.
Well, you don't want to be Villanueva or something. Yeah, you know?
Imagine. Get after your knees, you know.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I can't say I've felt the pain of a tattoo.
I have one on the back of my neck. going down my spine. That one hurt a little bit too.
Yeah, what's that one?
It's actually in Hebrew. Oh. Don't ask me why it's Hebrew. I just think it looks beautiful.
Do you know the meaning?
Yes. Okay. I actually paid to get it translated.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you know, I don't want to...
Yeah, McDonald's over here, your advertisement
yes.
or something.
Yes, yes. So I actually did my research and I paid this on this website. They were able to modify it for me to write it down vertically.
Uh-huh.
So I hope that it's, because I paid, says. You know, yeah. So it's actually, that one is inspired by a song, Mago de Oz.
Okay.
I mean, the band Mago de Oz. It's called, the song is Molinos de Viento.
Okay.
I heard it in my Spanish class too. And the phrase is Los árboles mueren de pie.
Yeah.
So that I identify myself a lot with that. Like, you know?
It's like that saying, like, I'd rather die on my feet than.
By Zapata, by Emiliano Zapata.
Yeah,
you know, but it's just like that. Well, to me, it's kind of like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But personally, to me, it's like, I guess I feel dead at some point, you know, going through my grief. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, you still have to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a tree does.
Yeah.
You know, every season it dies. I mean, you know, it loses everything. It's leaves, everything. So, but it still stands no matter what. And I just think that's beautiful. And it really got to me. So I decided to put that on my body.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's anything that I want to put in my
body that inspires you that much.
Yeah. So like, yeah. Forever, like, I always changed my mind. Like, I want to be a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And then I want to be a nurse. And I want to be a comedian. And then, you know, like, there's nothing ever. I've never had something where, except my relationship with my girlfriend, babe, if you're hearing this, just our relationship. That's the longest thing, you know? But yeah, like, other than that, maybe video games, the love for video games, but I don't think I'm a tattoo, like, the mm-hmm. PlayStation sign anywhere on me.
Please don't.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, because you never know. Xbox might come out with something better. You know,
and then you're going to get Xbox.
You know? Yeah,
I guess it is a commitment, you know?
It is. But
it is.
I mean, as long as they have a sim, like, they mean something to you.
Yeah.
You
know,
that's all that matters. Well, since you said you had four, we already said three. Let's talk about the last tattoo.
No, that was four.
One, two, three. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was the last one.
I'm good. I'm good with jokes, not with numbers or letters, you know? So.
Yeah, that was the last one.
So your poetry, like, what, since you're shy of, like, going up and telling, like, maybe, like, talk, like, mm-hmm. speaking it, like, mm-hmm. reading it out loud, like, what made you want to put it out, like, on picture form, like, on Instagram?
I guess my girlfriend
okay.
had a little bit of that influence. Like I told you earlier, she pushes me,
mm-hmm.
she believes in me,
yeah,
so she encourages me a little bit to get myself out there.
That's good.
So at first I actually had started a separate Instagram page
just for that.
Yeah, but then I decided that it was a lot of work.
I was going to tell you that, too.
Yeah.
You should do one for just your stuff.
It's a lot of work. I mean...
Yeah, I feel you, because I have my personal one, and I have the one for the podcast.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and at the end of the day, you know what? Since I don't go by my name...
Yeah.
They're never going to know who I am.
Yeah.
So that's why on my... I just decided to share it all.
Yeah, that's good.
So
let the fans, you know, get a little, like,
yeah, a little bit of
glimpse of your life, personal
yeah,
life, you
know? Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
let them connect with you, with the artist behind,
you know, yes.
all the good, see, great
obviously
work.
We're gonna post all the good stuff, right?
Yeah. Nah, with me, I wish it was like that with jokes. If it was like that, then I would be famous by now. More like right now I have to start with my little small dick jokes and then talk about whatever, you know. I have one about Shaq. I'm talking shit how I think Shaq is dumb. Like, he looks pretty dumb to me. Like he'd be up to you, he would, like, I bet you, like, and like the only positive thing about, like, having sex with Shaq while you're pregnant is that the baby can use his dick as a rope to get out.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I bet you while he's inside of you, he'd be, can you dig it, you know? And he looks super dumb. Like he'd be having sex with you, and he's like, oh, man, this girl's so wet. But in reality, her water just broke.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, that's one of my jokes, you know. If you like that joke, then you're pretty much going to like my set. You know, you're going to like what I have to say up and, like, when I'm telling my little jokes.
Well, I have to check you out now.
Well, see? That's, I mean, if you like that joke, just judging off of that joke, you get, that's pretty much the dumb, like, the stupidness that comes out of my mouth, you know. I went about, you know, a quick way to find out somebody's age is by reading the rings around their asshole.
Oh my god.
And I know that's true because I read it on a Snapple fact cap one day. Yeah, so you know, those are like, that's pretty much my jokes, guys. Like, I have jokes like that. They're stupid. Like, I don't want to say retarded, but it's a whole new level. Like, I don't say insightful things. I don't talk political. It's just dumb, stupid things that sometimes you just need to turn off your brain and just let garbage come in your head. That's my type of jokes. Okay, if you like that, those type of jokes that don't make any sense, then you're going to like my stuff, guys. You know, or you too. Right. If you think about going to one of my shows, now you're like, oh, you know, in second thought, I don't think I want to.
No, I still have to check it out.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I just told you two jokes off my set. Literally, those are two of the jokes that I'm telling right now. I have more, but I only get 5 minutes. So
five minutes.
Like, what I like to do is, I like to tell my new stuff, the stuff that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, I tell two jokes that I feel work, that people are going to laugh every time.
Okay.
So, like, if you come and then the first ones aren't all home runs, you know? They're not all that funny. Like, I stutter because I'm learning how to tell the joke.
Yeah.
I'm playing with words. So, don't judge me for the first jokes, guys.
I won't.
Don't judge me. So we're talking about you and what inspired you to share your work, right?
Yeah, so I don't know, I don't really remember for how long I've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, I think it's been for sure maybe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but like you said, your girlfriend was the one that, like, she pushed you.
Yeah, right? She pushes me a lot.
Like, she's the one, like, she's, well, how does she push you? Like, what does she do to push you?
Well, she just keeps feeding me, you know, like, meaning she just keeps telling me, your stuff is good.
Oh, okay.
You know, people should hear it. People should know about it.
Yeah.
So you need to get out there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if it was up to her, I would be, I don't know, probably selling books already.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's one thing I want to tell you. I have $200 right now in my pocket. If you want to write a book, I'll give them to you. You know, if you wait a week, I'll give you $250. Okay? Well, we can get on this right now. We'll go to FedEx or to Staples, and we'll make photocopies and make books out of it. Okay.
All right.
I got you.
All right.
The first investor.
Yeah,
right,
I'm gonna come looking for you.
Go ahead. I got $200 on me. If you come next week, I have $250.
All right.
Okay? Yeah. So, what's your philosophy for life? Like, when I was talking to you, like, oh, that's not really, like, you told me that, like, you don't consider yourself a poet. Like, mm-hmm. What do you feel like your philosophy, like, love, right? That's one of your things.
Love,
like,
definitely love. There's all kinds of love,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think it's often not necessarily misused, but I don't want to say people are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's got to be different types. You know, people, at the end of the day, we're all human and we all make mistakes. And people have this concept of perfectness. And I don't believe in that anything is perfect. And we're all human. We make mistakes. We have to make mistakes in order to grow.
Yeah.
And to really find ourselves. You know, so I've always said, do what you love and do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever makes you happy, as long as you're always going to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
You know, either if you're in a relationship because you don't feel the same way, so you're ready to move on and really take care of your own life, focus on yourself. The other person might not agree with it, so he or she is going to get hurt.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
True.
You know, and you should just do whatever makes you happy. Mm-hmm. Pursue your happiness. As long as you don't threaten anybody's life,
mm-hmm.
you're entitled to it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we come to this world Or to be happy and to connect with someone.
Yeah.
To find love. That's what I think.
I believe, because if
nobody inspires you, and or you don't feel like you have anybody's support, I don't think anybody will get very far. Or if you do, for whatever reason, if you don't, if along the way you didn't find the time to connect with someone or something, you're gonna feel lonely. So you have no reason.
I mean,
you won't fulfill yourself, your soul. You know what I mean? No matter how rich you are. And you can still feel lonely. So I'd rather be poor and happy. You know what I mean? Like, for example, here, like a lot of our family members, you know, like right now, the whole immigration thing is going on a lot. And I did live in Mexico for 4 years. So I've always said that I had one of the best childhoods ever. Like, my childhood was way better than anything I've experienced. I mean, obviously, I'm a different person now, and I've grown, and now I'm pursuing my own thing. But I was a very happy kid, you know? And we're often, or our families are, you know, it's, what I mean, it's just, it's very sensitive right now, and then we're judged. Our families are judged because we're here for the American dream. And they don't keep in mind that they're trying to pursue something that they don't have back home. And nobody, if you really think about it, nobody wants to leave home. So if they didn't have to be here, they wouldn't. Why would you leave home? You know? So it's not that, oh my God, let's go take over. No, it's just we have the need. People have the need to. So it's just like I remember what I mean is like by being poor is that in Mexico, I don't think we had everything. My parents did have a convenience store. And I felt like we were set. Obviously, only my parents knew. But I remember for sure for dinner time, we were all going to be sitting at the dinner table. When you come here to pursue the American dream. Everybody's all over the place. Most likely, you're going to have dinner by yourself. Watching TV. You know, you don't have anything. You have money. Maybe you have a couple extra dollars to send back home. But you have nothing.
I get you.
So, you know, I'd rather have that. Like, la familia es más unida over there. Right here, we forget about one another, and everybody's trying to figure it out. I mean, at least from what I've seen and personal experiences, everybody's kind of like trying to figure out their own thing. And families are not always as connected. So I'd rather be poor. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still going to pursue a career here, but
But I do agree with you. Like when I watch, like, it's funny because when I watch like movies and stuff, you see them around the table. Like I've never had a meal around a table ever, you know. So I agree with you with the like the whole American dream. You sacrifice things. Like you come here, just you sacrifice. You never know, like somebody might not make it, you know. Somebody might die on the way, you know. You're sacrificing,
and that's a chance a lot of people take.
And then you come here, you might not even find a job, you know. And then if you find a job, you might not even get a good pay, you know. And if you do get good pay, you'll get fucked over every time because they know you don't have, either you don't have papers or they could keep you under their boot, under the thumb the whole time.
Which it happens a lot.
So like they don't see that. Like we're taking a, like immigrants are taking a job because nobody wants that job. You know? If somebody wanted that job, someone would have had it, you know, when when they came, you know? Like, I agree with you. I agree with you, but I don't know. These people these days.
I know. It's a very sensitive time.
You can't talk about, like, I have a joke about gay people. It's not a joke about gay people. I mentioned about, like, one of the gayest things that as a guy is sharing ice cream with another man. Because when, like, if you go to a restaurant, what happens? They bring you two spoons. They sit on the table. And then what happens? You take a bite. Now I take a bite. Now you take a bite. Now I take a bite. You know, at that point, you might as well be feeding each other, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happens? like, oh, you know, doing the airplane or whatever. Oh my God, you got some on your shirt. Take it off so I could wash it for you. Oh my God, you got some on your pants. Take them off so I could wash them for you. Next thing you know, you're sucking that man's dick. Wow. The point of the story, guys, don't share ice cream with another guy because you end up sucking his dick. That's my closer right there, guys. So yeah, but where I perform, you know Long Beach?
Yeah.
Shoreline Village?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I go perform. A lot of like LGBT and all those people, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, they perform there. Like, I have a joke. My intro too is like, I'm kind of scared of telling some of my jokes.
Because
mm-hmm. once I pass Cherry, I see the rainbow on the floor. I know that where I'm, you know, I know that I'm crossing the line. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. That's is like, that new? Is that the rainbow new?
I think so. But mm-hmm. I just added that last week. That part.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like,
okay.
yeah, like.
Yeah, well, they had Pride like a couple
yeah.
weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, it was the week of that I went and performed.
Mm.
So I was like, yeah, like whenever I go, it's like walking into like enemy line, you know, once I see the rainbow on the yeah. floor, I know I'm not like, there's some jokes I can't say. So like, I know you guys don't want, like, you don't want one gay joke, you want two gay jokes. So I start that one to have another gay joke. Like,
yeah,
it's not a gay joke. Like, you could, are you offended by that? Like,
no,
by my joke?
No,
people are offended by my joke.
I'm sure.
I'm talking about love, guys. I'm talking about how ice cream unites two men together. Yeah.
No, yeah. Not offended at all.
Yeah, see, it's, guys, like, if you are LGBT friendly or LGBT, a member of the LGBT community, you got a spokesperson right here. You shouldn't be offended.
No, don't give me that responsibility. No,
you're the spokesperson now. Official. No. Every time I talk about a topic like that, I'm going to go to you. I'm going to say, you approved it.
Oh, no, don't even.
Nah, I'm not going to do that to you. But come check me out, guys. I'm pretty funny, as you could tell. Yeah, so, so, like, your jokes, do you... Your poetry. Do you try to empower women? Like, is there something that you try to do? Because a lot of them have to do with that, and a lot of them have to do with love too.
Do you say because I use a lot she?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, obviously I'm gay.
Yeah. So obviously.
Obviously, I have a girlfriend.
Her girlfriend, and I just mentioned that a shitload of times.
So, but it's not so much about a particular she. It's just about a woman. They're just, I don't know. It's not because I'm telling you. It's not because I'm gay. It's just the term she is so empowering. It's so inspirational to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of music, it's for women, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She. And it's always... It can be sexual. It can be romantic. It can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Just, she has a lot of power to me.
The word she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I'm a she.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do agree with you because, like, women, like, realistically, women should be in control. There's more of you, you know? Like, you pretty much, you hold the keys, you know, to reproduction, you know? Without you, we wouldn't be able to have children.
There's no reason. Without man either.
True, but it should be, my thing is, it should be your choice whether you want to or not, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, men have the seed, but women have to carry it, you know? Like, you guys put most of the... Like, we spend 2-3 minutes and then we're done. And then you gotta spend 9 months with it, you know?
And the rest of their lives, too.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're a responsible man, then you're gonna be there, too, not just the woman. But, like, I'm talking about the process. Like,
yeah.
You guys hold more, like... Yeah, you guys should have more control.
Yeah.
Realistically, you know?
Yeah. So, I don't think it's so much like, let me empower women.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope people are getting that message. I mean, that's if that's what people are interpreting, like, oh, that would be ideal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I do it with those intentions. I just write.
Yeah.
I just write whatever I'm thinking, it goes. And
yeah.
That's the beauty about writing and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
It's open to interpretation.
True. Oh, that's true.
So, whatever you get, you grasp from it, that's it.
Yeah.
If it touched you, beautiful. If it didn't, well, let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, I have 1,000 more.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I like that message.
Yeah, it's open to interpretation.
But one thing I'm going to advise you, just make a story up. Fuck it, just give, like, this is what it means to me. Just pick one up, you know? Just like add more to it, you know? You want to add some, like, when you have tacos, you got to add some salsa, you know?
Right?
You
got to
add some chile, you know? Like, you got to add a little spice there. Like, get people hooked, like, oh, man, this is what it meant to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I guess when my captions, that's me sharing what I think it means, or at least to me. So... Yeah, but, I mean, you're able to put your own caption, whatever it is that you're...
That's true.
So, I guess that's what my captions are for. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of my interpretation of what I wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I do put it out there, but without even knowing I'm putting it out there.
True, now you'll be more self-conscious.
Yeah, see, because you're making me think now. Yeah. So
that's what I'm here for, guys. I'm here to make you think.
I already do too much of that. Sometimes I don't know how to shut down.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know how to shut up. That's why I did this podcast, because I needed one more reason to talk, you know? Yeah, and I've been interrupting you. I'm sorry that I interrupt. No. It's just I have a thought and then boom, 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 boom. There goes my mouth running, you know?
That's perfectly fine with me.
All right. Yeah, well, like, you mentioned that it was been your dad and your two brothers, right? Like, how was it hard coming out to them?
You
remember when you came out to them? How you came out to them?
The funny thing about coming out is that most of the people that I know, or a lot of the stories you hear, it's you don't come out. You get pushed out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You get pushed out. So, let's see. That one. I guess I was a little bit more intimidated by coming out to my older brother. The thing about him is that he hasn't always been around. He's always been in and out.
Okay.
So, you know, he was in Mexico for some time. Then he would come back. And then he's very unstable, put it that way. Very unstable. And unfortunately, after my mom, 2 years after my mom passed away, his girlfriend passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was 18, 19. And she passed away of cancer also.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess that sort of made me a little bit more scared of sharing that with him, because at that time I'm the only girl in his life. You know what I mean? So
but you're still a girl. You're a woman still.
Yes, but
you're not a feminine. Like, I mean, I honestly, like, I look at you and I don't see, like, I see you still a feminine woman, you know, because there's two types
of, I love being a girl.
Yeah, there's two types. There's two types, right?
There's like actually more than two.
I mean, no, but the, like, from the guy's perspective, there's like the girly girl, and then there's a butchy type, like, where, like, she goes more towards the man, like, trying to look more.
That's the perspective that a lot of people have, and I've gotten the whole, oh, well, you don't look like one.
Yeah, it's like, well, am I supposed to
what is, like, yeah, exactly. Like, what does that mean?
But I understand. Still, I do understand.
I do too. But so that's what, I was a little more intimidated about coming out to him, because I felt like I was going to let him down.
Oh, okay.
You know, he was a mama's boy, so that was hard for him. And then obviously he was in love with this girl for, they were together for a couple of years. So she actually lived in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it was like the same story again, you know, after mom. So it was a little intimidating. My little brother was the first one to know. So that was a little hard, because we were like little best friends. He's 3 years younger than me. So I was his older sister. So I don't know, it's just at the end of the day, it's hard. It's hard to accept who you're, I mean, through high school, I was figuring out myself. And, like, you asked me, oh, are you bi?
Yeah, because I didn't want to assume, you know? Because I know some people are sensitive about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'd rather say... And then in high school, I knew you were with one of my friends, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, wait, she could be lesbian, or she could be or bi. So I was like, I'm not going to go out and ask her straight up, you know? Because I don't know how you feel.
Yeah.
Like, how sensitive you're about that. So maybe you might be bi. You're like, hey, no, I found out.
Yeah, it was through high school that I was figuring out myself. And it's just a little hard to accept that you're different. And I say that in quotations. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just you're different than, or at least what is not to be known as normal. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think there's such a thing as normal.
Yeah, I'm not normal. I got that in high school all the time. It was hard for me to get a girlfriend because you're weird. No. I'm Angel. Right. Just because I don't like to party.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Mean, weird.
So it's just... it was just a little hard to accept that life was already going to be sort of a little bit more difficult than life already is on its own. So yeah, but so far I've been very thankful. It has worked out very well. My family, my dad, my brothers, and my extended family, which I'm a lot closer to my mom's side of the family. Mm-hmm. Everybody has embraced me and accepted me the way I am. And I've always said, like, I'm very private about my life. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think those are things that should really define me.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I'm going to sit here and talk to you, this is who I want you to know. Who I, you know, sleep with shouldn't matter. It's not going to change who I am and who I am showing to you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to affect that, or at least it shouldn't.
Yeah.
We're all human.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think your intimacy should affect anything or somebody's perspective of you. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah, I don't really... I told you I've been having a little issue with labels lately.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that too. What does that mean? Because I asked you if you're a lesbian or bi, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because life before, if you really think about it, it was like you have never have to introduce yourself like, hey, I'm straight Angel.
No, it's like my name is Angel and I'm straight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't have to do that. Yeah. Or, you know, your friends don't introduce you as like, hey, this is my friend Angel, and he's straight.
No, it actually is my friend Gay Angel. So you got them both of them, you got them mixed up, you know?
All right. But you know what I mean? Like, because, I mean, if you have a gay friend or whatever, it's like, oh yeah, my gay friend said this, or I'm going to go meet my gay friend. It's like, why? Why is that label so important to people? You know, at the end of the day, you're just people.
Yeah.
They have a name. And that's all you should know.
Yeah, but people want to categorize you.
Yeah, that's my problem. You know? Like, why do you have to label something in order to make sense for society?
Yeah. Yeah, true.
So, you know, like, for example, people I've known, women, I don't mean not friends, but people I've hung out before with, you know, their life have turned around, and I mean, before they used to date women, and now they're married to a man. And sometimes you're criticized, like, oh, well, you used to be like this, what happened? Yeah. And all I have to say to people is, like, who cares? They pursue their happiness.
True.
So it doesn't matter whether they're with a man or a woman. Like, at the end of the day, all that matters is that they're happy, and that's all you should see it as.
Yeah,
so congratulations.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I don't sit here and judge people, because who am I to judge somebody else's happiness?
True.
You know?
Yeah, true.
And if it didn't work out, hey, I'm sorry, but life moves on. You should move on too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I have a little issue with labels, because I don't know why people insist. Well, unfortunately, we say society. And we are part of that society.
Yeah.
It's what it's come of us, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm Cynthia.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And I'm Gay Angel. All right. So, sorry for asking, Cynthia. Sorry for the lecture. Thank you for the lecture. But I got it.
It's not a lecture.
I know. I'm joking. God. All right. Well, you know what? I think this is a perfect time to play our favorite game called Would You Rather, guys.
I'm not going to be good at it.
Yeah, everybody says that, and they never are, so you won't be the only one.
So I won't be the only one.
I guess.
What's
The what?
What's the furthest you've gotten with someone?
Question-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, I do it like the way I rated it for myself is how like how far would are they gonna like let me go, you know?
Okay.
Like some people are there, they argue with me in the middle of it, like, no, you didn't say that. Yeah, it's not gonna make sense. Snap. Yeah. Don't argue with me in the middle of it, alright? So
I'll do my best.
For our new listeners,
and I question everything.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to ask me questions, so that's good that you question everything.
I hope
but
so.
Don't question why I question, you know, my whatever. We'll get it. We'll get in a little groove, and you as we're playing, you'll get it. Like you'll understand how it goes more.
All right.
Yeah. So for the new listener, like in the show, I like to play a game called Would You Rather. So it's pretty much the standard version, but with the twist. Like I give you two options, two scenarios, and you have to choose between both of them.
Okay.
But you don't like you choose at the end. In between, you have to ask me questions about each scenario. So, and my job is to make it as least as desirable as possible. You know,
okay.
I don't want you like I'm trying to ruin both of them for you.
Okay.
So your job is to ask me questions to find out more about it to be able to make a decision. You know?
Okay.
An informed decision. You know. So, yeah.
Wish me good luck.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, I have trouble with people because they argue with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, while I'm asking you a question, just keep asking me questions and you'll find out more. Well, what the problem with this, people, because I change it up on you, like, well, you didn't say that in the beginning. Yeah, I told you, I'm going to change it on you. As we're going, I'm going to change it.
Okay.
More and more and more and more. I'm making it at least, like, you're not going to want to choose either of them, but you have to choose one.
Okay.
But and if you do decide why we are playing, I will take points off. All right.
Oh, we're getting points for this?
Yeah.
Wait, so what do I get at the end?
You don't get anything. You get
why keep track of the points?
You get to know that you did a good job. That's all you need. So the two options for today's game is, would you rather eat a hot dog every time you greet it or feel great constantly, but you have to end every reply to anyone with, no, go fuck yourself. I open up the floor for questions.
Is the hot dog going to have mustard?
No, no mustard.
Is it going to have a big sausage like the Dodger dogs?
Yeah. I don't know why you're not asking me the...
Turkey or
yeah, that's
chicken.
The question. Human.
Totally. What part of the body?
The stomach.
Like guts stomach? Included?
Just the meat. I'm going to give it easy for you. It's meat. Okay. Human meat.
Human meat. Huh.
Yeah.
Were they healthy?
Nope. Not all of them. It's just like random people that... Oh, you know the humans that they get? They committed crimes. So, depending on the person that they killed to get the body part, you become that person for the day that you eat the hot dog.
To just one person.
For one hot dog.
Will I have to eat it right away?
Yeah.
Will I be greeted more than once? I mean, 5 times? I don't know.
Depends where you're at. Like, okay, no. You work at Walmart and you're the greeter. So every time.
Oh, shit.
Every time. So, like, you might eat.
Can I be bitchy?
You're going to be bitchy to some of them.
You know?
To some of them, you are going to be bitchy.
So I don't have to say hi?
You don't, but it's if you get greeted.
Okay, if they do it.
Yeah, let me see.
Will I have to wear a vest?
Yeah, but you're super fat eating all these human hot dogs.
Ooh. How many pounds?
How many pounds? Depends how many times you're greeted. So you're pretty much the best greeter in the store. And then you have the best rep. So about 12 times a shift.
Shit.
Yeah, because most of the time...
Will I be able to walk?
Most of the time when you're not greeted is because you're in the bathroom with diarrhea. Yeah, you're able to walk, but with crutches, but you're able to walk. Mm. Not on your own 2 feet.
Diabetes?
No, actually you don't have diabetes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. You've been lucky so far.
Okay. What's my ethnicity?
Your ethnicity? The same ethnicity as you.
I mean, I don't know.
That's who you are right now.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
You know, my chances are pretty high of diabetes.
Yeah, mine too. and cancer.
Oh.
And schizophrenia. Keep going. There's another scenario you're not focusing on.
Give me a hint.
the other scenario about every time you greet it, you have to tell them, go fuck yourself. You don't want to ask me anything about that one? No, you go fuck yourself.
You go fuck yourself.
Every time you greet it, you don't want to know where you work?
Oh, when I say that?
Yeah.
Where am I working?
You work at a kinder. You're a teacher.
Ooh, you're evil.
I'm not evil. You're evil.
You're evil.
The kids go fuck themselves.
Is there a nice way to?
There what?
Is there a nicer way to say go fuck yourself?
No, I mean, go fuck yourself, I guess.
Maybe by singing.
Yeah, but no. Man, you're going to make a song out of it? Go fuck yourself.
I mean, I don't know. You could.
But you're not saying it because you're angry. You're saying it because...
I just have to.
Yeah. Like, it's like Tourette's, I guess.
Would I get in trouble?
You work with children. What do you think?
What if they're not snitches?
Ooh, that's a good... All right.
You know, some kids...
Half of them are snitches, the other ones aren't. Because you threaten them. If you're a snitch...
Yeah, yeah.
You snitch, you get stitches or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, there you go.
Will they cry?
Yeah, because you're their teacher. They look up to you. But you're also... You got... Everybody knows. Like, the parents also know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are still offended, but they all know that sometimes you're just going to say, go fuck yourself out of nowhere.
Okay, that's cool.
So they could say, hey, how are you, miss?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. No, you go fuck yourself. And now you got the kids doing it. So,
So I'm actually teaching them something.
Yeah, to go fuck themselves, I guess. But now you lost your job.
Yeah, I know. It's going to get spread out.
Yeah.
The whole school.
Yeah.
Will I find another job?
You will. You at a, what's it called? Fuck. You work as a college professor now.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
But you're talking about anti-feminist stuff. You're the expert. You go against feminism.
Ooh.
You're the one that stands against it.
Really? That's hard.
That's the point of the game, Cynthia.
That's hard.
One more minute.
Am I hated?
As a...
College professor.
No, people like you.
Really?
Because they believe what you're saying is good. And then every time you end up saying it, you happen to say, and if you're a woman, no, you go fuck yourself right about when you're about
to
say
it. Am I really going to influence people? Like, are they going to look up to me?
A lot of Trump supporters, yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I want that kind of attention.
Hey, well then...
Can I quit?
You can quit, but then if you quit, the only people that come try to employ you are, this is a Trump administration. And then now in this one, you're a Trump supporter now.
Oh, shit.
Just because they fired you as a college professor.
So I just became a supporter.
That's a big gap from teaching children to teaching fucking adults.
Damn.
But you could do it, Cynthia.
You believe in me?
Yeah, I believe in you.
Or are they getting... pay me well?
Yeah, you're the top paid professor there.
Really?
Or who, Trump or the school?
Well, if I quit my job at the school.
Oh yeah, Trump.
Somehow I became Trump's supporter.
Yeah,
can I commit suicide?
You can.
Yeah.
But the only way you could die is if you commit a crime. And then other scenario, you eat yourself in the other scenario.
I eat myself.
Yeah, because it's a whole different world. These are two different worlds.
Two different worlds side by side?
Two whole different worlds. Like at one of them, you're a greeter at Walmart.
Am I going to poison myself in the other world if I eat myself?
No, I mean...
Am I going to get a stomachache?
Well, it just depends if they catch it on time. Whoever cut your stomach out to be make hot dogs out of it.
You think I could frame my tattoo? That skin? Can I keep it as
Well, they don't give you skin when you...
can I ask for it?
You're not made chicharron. No, because you don't... No, because you don't... Because you don't ask who they're going to... Like, you don't say, I want to eat the serial killer. Remember, you become that person for an hour.
Oh, that's right.
I know I said the whole day, but...
Am I still going to be gay?
You might. You might. It depends. It depends if you eat somebody that's gay. You might become super straight.
Oh, you never know.
Might become like a butchy lady.
Uh-huh.
Where quotes. whatever, and shave your head off the whole that day, that for that hour.
Is my hair gonna grow back?
Yeah.
How fast?
An inch a second, I guess.
Okay, I like that. I've always wanted to shave my head.
There you go. We can do that right now.
No, oh, not ready though. I'm not ready.
Just shave one side. I see that's
no.
popular. No.
No, I have a friend. She shaved the side.
Now you have another friend right here. I've always wanted to cut hair.
Mm. Oh really?
Perfect.
All of a sudden, so many things.
All right. Well, that was a minute. So I'm gonna close up the floor. Which one would you rather? Which one would you rather? What scenario do you choose?
Ooh, it's a tough one.
Okay.
It's a tough one. I don't know if I want to. I mean, I wouldn't have diabetes, but I don't think I would want to be a Trump supporter. So I'd rather be fat.
All right, guys. Well, she chose. She'd rather eat a hot dog, a human being hot dog, every time she's greeted.
Yeah.
So you guys choose what you'd rather and keep it to yourself because I don't want to know. All right, with that, guys. At the end of the show, I know I didn't do it for the last episode, but I like to put up a little riddle for you guys, you know? What I want you to do, you guys haven't done this yet, so I'm hoping you might get it through this one, is I want you guys to answer it on Instagram. I'm gonna post the episode, and on the bottom, comment and tell me what you think the answer is. The next episode, I'm gonna answer the riddle, alright? Today's riddle. Oh man, I didn't even ask you about your.
My what?
Fuck it. I'm gonna ask it, alright?
What?
So I read one. Nah, it's cool. I don't have to.
Go for it.
Nah, it's cool.
Shoot me. Come on.
No, it was a question about one of your poems.
Which one?
I've always been more afraid of not leaving a mark than people forgetting me when we part ways. I thought that one hit me in the soul.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man, that's what I'm trying
to
do.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, I was like, man,
I'm happy attached to you.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's what I want to do. Like, that's why I question myself. Like,
it's because often, you know, me personally, I hate losing people. You know, for example, you and I think we were pretty cool friends.
Yeah,
we were. You know, so it just sucks when life takes your path different ways and you kind of lose track of that.
Yeah.
So, I know things are not always going to be, you know, forever.
Mm-hmm.
So why not, for however long it lasts, a friendship, relationship, whatever, with someone, what I want to do is leave a good impression or somehow, some way, teach this person something that they're going to carry for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's just, I'd rather leave a mark.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my thing. Like, that's what I'm trying to do with this podcast.
Because why would you remember anybody that didn't put a good influence in your life?
True.
Or that wasn't special enough.
Exactly. You just want to touch somebody, you know, make a difference. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make a difference in one person's life.
And you are.
And since I know I'm not going to do it with comedy, I might do it by getting you to write this book, you know, write this book for me and make me some money, Cynthia. All right, well, the riddle for today's episode is, although I may have eyes, I cannot see. I have a round brown face with lots of acne. Yeah, so that's your riddle, guys. Go on my Instagram or Facebook. My Facebook and Instagram is Let Me Know Pod. That's Instagram, Facebook, and if you want to be a guest of the show, you know, I'm happy to have people, you know, if you like what I'm doing, which I hope you do, come on the show. You know, I would love to promote you. If you have anything, you have to have something. First of all, you can't just be a random person. You have to have something.
What if they just have a lot of feelings?
A lot of feelings. Yeah.
Like mean girls.
Yeah. Nah, well, if you have poetry. Obviously, like, you write music, if you perform somewhere, maybe you have a small business that's doing something for the community, you know, like, I love to bring attention to it. So my email is letmeknowpod@gmail.com. All right, guys, that's letmeknowpod@gmail.com. All right. So before we end this episode, I'd like to give my guests a chance to plug whatever they got. You know, where could people find your work, first of all?
Okay, so my name is Cynthia Villa. Uh-huh. And my Instagram, it's under... Let me just get the exact... See, sometimes we forget our names.
Yeah, that's what happened with my last one.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know the name of this fucking map of the show.
So it's CJ Villa, V as in Victor, I-L-L-A, underscore. And that's for my Instagram page, which I share a little bit of everything, you know, mm-hmm. my poetry, my personal life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, go find me out there.
I went really like all the way to the bottom, like stalker status on her page. And I was like, man, I like her stuff. I'm definitely gonna have her on. I was a little bit like skeptical to have her on because I was like, man, she's gonna think I'm a weirdo. Like,
not at all.
Like, yeah, like, okay, bring her. I'm inviting you to a room with just me and you to sit down with me and just talk. Like, I don't know. A lot of people don't want to do that with me, especially, you know, they find me a little weird.
Because they don't know you.
Yeah. I'm a nice guy for most Definitely. Part. I have a lot of weird thoughts, I guess. But I try
I
to make...
I think we all do, you know, at some point.
Yeah, I try to make them funny, you know? Yeah. So when I'm not interrupting somebody, I'm letting them, you know, have a chance to promote their stuff as I did today. So yeah, guys, but I don't want to end it. I know I've been pumping up her stuff. I've been like telling you how good it is. Now I'm going to let you experience it for yourself. Are you comfortable with reading a poem, first of all, before?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't published. I mean, can you say published this one? I haven't posted this one.
Yeah.
But it has a little bit to do with the whole label situation and a little bit of the politics going on right now.
Okay.
So I guess I'll just share it with you here with everyone else for the first time.
If you want me to leave the room, if you're comfortable.
No, not at all. No. Yeah.
I'm not going to. I like your stuff, so you don't have to try to impress me.
I mean, I don't know. I just wrote it, and if you want to call it a poem.
This is fresh, guys. It's an exclusive for the podcast.
Yes, so it is.
For your ears only.
Okay. I've been silent. I've been quiet. I've let the outside roar make its noise, and I've said nothing. I've been very confused, yet as happy as I can be. I found meaning once again, just as the world began falling apart. I don't understand. They are trying to condemn us and restrain us from freedom. I represent all that they oppose, and I can't help and wonder if I will be next. I am an educated gay Mexican-American woman, someone who represents a big threat to their moral views and values, someone who is much more worse than the rapist priest whom they've allowed into their home or the mass murderers of innocent people our wars create. I am more of a threat than the pedophile they've shared Christmas and family dinners with. I am a threat because I am free. I am confused. Why do they insist to label me as? Why should I call myself something in order to be considered or to feel like I belong? Why should I label myself as gay? Why should I label myself as anything else other than human if the man above has already given me a chance? I am human, just as the rest. There is no gender roles, no color, no religion. Life just is, and so it should be. Do not label me so your ignorant society can keep suppressing all those who are different, unique, and free. I am me.
Wow. That's some chills right on your arms, guys. That was a powerful message right there, too. So I like that, you know. Man, did I deliver? Did I deliver, guys? All right, guys. Well, I'm going to leave you with that. So thank you, Cynthia, for coming and
thank
doing
you
this,
for having
this podcast,
me.
You know, this humble podcast of mine. You know, I appreciate you coming, first of all. And I appreciate all you guys for listening. Because I know you guys could be doing something else, but I do, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you guys hearing my annoying voice every week, every other week, whatever, whenever I decide to publish this. So, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
La vida es solo una, no hay dos.